This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
We've seen some major turbulence in the financial world recently with news of failing banks, volatility, pension buyout offers, and higher taxes down the road. So what steps have you taken to help navigate all this uncertainty? So glad you're with us today. Financial Insanity with Scott McLean. The number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. So we're going to talk about that current market volatility later on. We're going to talk about how you can make your money work for you. Doesn't that sound nice? And also, we're going to get into our mailbag segment later on. But first, Scott, turmoil in the financial world. This is where you step in and really shine. People have questions as they think about, you know, is their money safe? Is it not? And what do you tell people, you know, that may be worried about how their money's positioned in a time like this, Scott?
You know, Alex, this is a time to understand which SVB bank didn't pay attention to. And maybe some of you haven't paid attention to. I want you to pay attention to it. How safe is your bank? How safe are the banks? What's going on? What caused this tremendous turmoil in the market, which making a lot of you not sleep well at night? You go to put your head on the pillow and it feels like a rock. You just can't get to sleep. We're going to talk a little bit about that, Alex. I think it's timely. But by the way, I was doing seminars, Alex. We were talking about this the other day when we were hanging out. And I was talking about in 2007 and 2008, I actually had seminars, how safe, how strong, how liquid is your bank? And I'd like you to, if you're listening to me right now, please do yourself a favor. Write this down. You ready? Or memorize this. Weiss Ratings. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S Ratings. Weiss Ratings is one of the toughest rating agency, nonprofit, so you can't buy their ratings, that you'll go into to see how strong your bank is. And they go over five different areas of stability, liquidity, profitability, and they go over five different areas of how strong is your bank. And when it gets to a D, I can promise you, you might want to move out of that area and find a B or C bank. This is important. So when you put your head on a pillow, because I get people asking those questions, they've come in. Frankly, the last meeting I just had just today, this morning, was, Scott, can you tell me about my bank? How safe am I? I'm nervous. And that is normal for those of you that are 75 and older, because you might have heard your mom and dad talking about it. For those of you younger, under 75, maybe you heard your mom and dad talk about it. But of course, maybe you remember clearly from the 2000 to 2003 when the stock market took a real crap. And then, of course, it finally came back by 2007 just to turn right around and take a worse challenge or worse drop in the stock market, almost 60% drop. And then finally, by 2013, it came back. 13 years of non-growth. So the question is, are you positioned to either A, your bank in a good position? B, are you making income? It's next segment. We're going to talk about making money in this crazy economy. And the next thing we'll talk about, of course, is where do you put your money in this crazy market? And Alex, this was a great topic you brought up to me that we should talk about. And obviously, it's right here, right in front of us, right in front of all of us right now. And I surely, if you have any questions off the air, and I want to apologize to some of you who called in right now. Clearly, we've got a lot of phone calls, and we're during tax season. Alex, we do a lot of taxes here. We do hundreds and hundreds of tax returns. And sometimes I miss the appointment, And I apologize if you've lost confidence in getting back with you, because we are so busy. So please, if you'll just give us a little love and say, I'll forgive you, Scott. I'd like to talk again. I'll be happy to try to call you back. But it's no cost, no obligation. Heck, what do you want for free? But again, I apologize if I missed your phone calls. Alex, what's on your mind, and how do you want to attack this? So those of you listening can really not put your head on a rock, but you put your head on a nice, cushy, what's that, fancy pillow 2.0?
Yeah, there you go. Well, and the number 609-488-4646, like Scott mentioned, he's here for you. If you have questions, 609-488-4646. Well, a time like this, we hear about the bank, we hear about market volatility. That's where having a partner like you can really just calm things down. You hear all of this news. We all know if it bleeds, it leads. And a lot of times that happens with finances. Well, it's horrible. Sky is falling. And that's just, you know, for the news ratings. But for somebody like you, you can see what's going on. And you mentioned 2003 and 2007 and these other times we've gone through similar things or other volatile periods. And so just speak to that a little bit about the expertise, or at least the knowledge base that you have that can really help guide the lay person who maybe is more worried. And so talk about that, and also the need to get in as early as possible to talk to you about it.
There's some really neat tools, and I was watching the SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank, and of course the pensions and all the issues that were happening. You had the California banks falling apart. You've got other areas when Puerto Rico was having problems just a few short years ago. Then you have weak pensions out there. I think a couple weak pensions would be a state in called Connecticut, a very weak in pension state. We have Illinois and New Jersey. Very weak areas and that need to be bolstered. So if you're nervous about it, I understand. And Alex made a statement earlier that I could try to calm you down. Frankly, I can't calm you down. I can just give you information to hopefully calm you down. I would love to be able to give you medicine. I think you need to go to your doctor, maybe some vodka. Oh, that's the drugstore. That's
a different place. Yeah.
But you can take that kind of medicine, which I don't encourage you to do. I can tell you that this is a crazy market. So what investment tools, what is out there? Well, obviously, there's some really good banks out there. I'm not recommending any bank right now, but I'm going to give you a couple. Ally Bank is a bank that's a very good bank, ally.com. They do some loans. They have a nice 18% fixed CD, and you can put your head on your pillow. It's a very strong bank. It used to be formerly General Motors. Then, of course, when Obama bankrupted General Motors to reconvene, they actually made out or took all that money and opened up Ally Bank. Very, very, very helpful, good on the line, online banking. The other one banking I noticed was Vio Bank, V-I-O Bank. Vio Bank is out there. They've got a nice liquid account. Their CDs aren't as exciting as Ally Bank, but they've got a great money market account. I think it's almost like 4.5, and Ally Bank, their money market's like 3.8. But either way, it's liquid money that's going to make money. This is what was going on to the banks that are happening. They bought long-term bonds. Bad choice. And they actually put it in there so the people who put money in there, when they wanted to find out they can get a higher interest rate in their local banks that I've just mentioned here, they had to redeem the cash and sell those long-term bonds at a loss. This is one of the biggest debacles I can tell you to see that you need to pay attention to how strong is your bank. What? So we have some liquid money out there. CDs. How strong is the CDs that you're buying? How good is your bank? Now we can run in the area of the insurance world where their CDs and the banks are FDIC. Then we have the insurance world covered by the state guaranteed fund and the insurance assets of the company. And you want to again see how strong those are. And I've seen some great rates from Arizona. A client called in today from Arizona. We were able to get them 5.85% fixed for 5 years. They're happy as a pig in slop. They are so happy. Why? Because they're going to be able to take the money, grab the wonderful steady money, and there is no fees. Now, if you're in Jersey, for our Jersey friends, the highest rate I've seen so far is 5.4%, and they're locked in for 5 years. You can go as low as 2 years and get a nice 4.5% type of account. Now, that's the insurance world. And of course, in the insurance world, Now let's go to the insurance world that has what's called an indexing. So you could actually get a five-year index type of tools. If the market goes up, you get some of the gains up to maybe 10, 11%. But if the market goes down, you don't lose a penny. This might be good for some other people that are listening. So there are tools in the bucket of tools. As you stick your hand in, maybe you don't want a Phillips head, but you want a straight slot, or maybe you want a wrench. I don't know what you're wanting. Everybody's different. Their appetite for risk may have changed, but your appetite for sleep better get fixed. You need to know what investments and how they work. So anybody who invests with an advisor without getting either a second opinion, or they have the advisor go through every single tool in the toolbox and explain how they work, which I do in my book, I think that's really important. Alex, I think we spoke about the stock brokerage world. There are some very unique tools out there called preferred stocks. A preferred stock is like a stock of a company with a stated gain or a stated dividend. So when I look at those companies, it's almost looking at your temperature of your body is 98.6, and that would be called par. 98.6 is the normal rate. When you're looking at a par for a preferred stock, it's $25. So if we know the stock is at 27, it's above par, that means your temperature of your body is going up. What's going to happen? Should I sell it or not? If the stock price goes down, let's say $12.50 for this $25 preferred stock, it's half price. It's a great time to buy. Why? Because if it has a 6% yield, it automatically converts to a 12% yield. Why? Because you bought twice as many shares. So this is really how you play in this market now. When I say play, I'm going to make it very clear, Alex. I'm not saying play in the sandbox. I'm saying strategically looking at the solidarity, the strength of the company, and then buying these stocks by way of contract, you're getting a nice dividend, whether it's a cumulative or non-cumulative. I like cumulative now. There's a reason for you have a question. Ask me about, Scott, why do you like cumulative preferreds versus non-cumulative? It's very important. And if you'd like to get my chapter, my book, I'll be happy to send it to you. It's chapter one. If you give our studios a call, 609-488-4646, please ask Bonnie to send you chapter one. She'll be very happy to do that for you. And again, if you make an appointment to talk to me on the phone, I'll be happy to do that. But please forgive me. Until tax season's over, I am really, really busy. But there are some unique tools, we just spoke about preferreds, that could really give you some nice dividends. Even though the market goes up and down, I want you to relate this to a real estate transaction. You bought a house, you have a renter. The renter's paying $600 a month for the rent, but the price of the house went from $100,000 to $70,000. Do you sell the house? Heck no. Enjoy the dividend. Enjoy the rental income. So the price of the house goes up to $120. Do you sell it? Well, if the purpose was you want income from your property, from your investment, well, you don't sell it. You enjoy the dividend as long as the company is strong. And this is where you look at the ratings of your stock, the ratings of your bank, the ratings of your insurance companies. And I hope that's clear. So if you're out there wondering, what do I do now? Can I handle it? Hang in there. Don't worry. It'll come back. Maybe you don't like that statement. That's what they taught us in the 80s. Well, I can tell you, if you're getting a dividend paying interest instrument, hang in there. It might be the right answer because you just want the dividend. Don't sell the house. Enjoy the dividend, as long as the tenant's good, by the way. If the tenant is bad, maybe it's time to throw the tenant out. And so this is important. If you got questions, Ox, let me just throw it out there. Guys, if you're listening to me, this is a very, very challenging time right now. And I get those of you that maybe are thinking about looking at the corner store, maybe buying a couple of bottles of adult beverage. Calm down. Get some. I'm here to help you. You know, it's going my 43rd year. March 8th was my anniversary. I'm here to help you, and I want to guide you. And I'd love to try to do that. Give our studios a call and ask for Bonnie, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. 866-486-4646. I'm happy to talk to you offline. I can tell you, I will not be trying to sell you. That's not what we do. I will not be trying to coerce you. I will not twist your arm to do business with you. That's not what I do. And if you've ever been to my office, I can tell you, you know I'm telling you the truth. Alex?
Yeah, no, that was great. And I have to mention, too, during my research here for today's show, I learned that you can literally make your portfolio more liquid by investing in whiskey. So hear this, Scott. Rare bottles of whiskey have become highly collectible assets. A 1926 bottle was just sold for $1.9 million. And analysts do say investing in whiskey has potential to be a lucrative move. And yeah, if all goes wrong, well, you can always just have yourself a good drink to console yourself. So
that is love it. That's really cool. I love it. I don't drink whiskey, but maybe I should start.
Maybe at least invest in the bottles. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can make your money work for you. And later on, we're going to get into our mailbag segment, get the questions from our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
How much cash are we going to burn? And will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to come alive? And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
It truly is not about how much you make. It's how much you can keep that really counts. It's less about the number of dollars you've saved, more about the strategies you use with those savings. Because really, Scott, as you know, money's got to be moving in the same direction for a singular purpose, your retirement. What are some things we can do to get our money moving in the right direction?
Take control of it. Number one, it would be taking control of your money. Where is it going? We talked about budget. We talked about how much you're going to live. For those people who are going into retirement, looking at your numbers. And then taking control of your money leads to another being consistent. And of course, usually in every family, if you're still married or have a significant other, maybe a partner, who's watching the beans? Who's counting the beans? And are we really paying attention to the dollar? Now, this is basic to all y'all listen to this right now. Very basic. But the problem is it gets out of hand by really not paying attention. I'll never forget Dad and Mama. And of course, my dad did the bills and Mom was always yelling because they wanted to buy things. And Dad said, look, Joan, throws her the checkbook and said, here, Joan, you do it. You handle the checkbook. Boy, what a... I know you guys out there are probably laughing like Alex is, but you know what? Time and consistency. If you've been doing it all the time and maybe your loved one out there is not doing it, they need to be involved because one of y'all just might pass away. And if you pass away now, they're actually through the college manual into their hands and they aren't even in kindergarten. In other words, you passed the baton, but they're not ready to run. And I think this is a good time to have a discussion about it, especially for your kids. I think when I wrote a program with Citibank and wrote a called a financial program, a literacy course, Alex, I'm not sure if I mentioned that to you, but in designing this program, it's how money works for kindergartens right up to high school. And of course, no one would take it. But again, time and consistency, taking control of your money, knowing what, and maybe adjusting your lifestyle. And that brings me to a funny thing. When we were speaking off the air a second ago, Alex, you mentioned what your clients are doing. I just had a couple of clients that have significant money in the bank and in their investments, and they've invested with us. And it's funny, they both came in at the same time today. One came in and the other client was leaving, and a good friend of ours, all my clients are great friends. And I said, y'all are two peas in a pod. And they looked at me like, what do you mean, Scott? I said, y'all are cheap. You're very cheap. And the, of course, and then of course my staff said, Scott, they're frugal. Yeah, just like me. They go to the thrift store. They buy secondhand stuff for the kids, secondhand books, secondhand toys, because they know they're going to blow. I just like laughed. I just was so amazed and enamored of these two ladies that were leaving, and their husbands were with them, and they're both cracking up. And are you frugal out there? In times like this, you're going to hear this. Mom, can I borrow some money? Dad, we're kind of a little behind. Can you help us out? When you get those calls, you really need to know your budget. You need to have control in your money, and you need to have enough nerve, or I say to some guys, testosterone shots or estrogen shots for you women, to say the cuss word. And the famous cuss word my dad always said to me, not always, by the way, but I should say many times, no. He might not give me the answer why, but of course I would prod him because I wanted to know why. But most of the time he would go in depth. Let me tell you why, son. And in my book, I spoke about it in chapter 11. My first loan I got from my dad, Alex, I don't know if he told you this, but I bought it a bicycle. And I knew my dad had money, and at least I thought he had a lot of money. And he said, I said, Dad, my friends have a Schwinn bicycle. Can I get a Schwinn bicycle? He looked at me and we were at dinner time. He said, sure, son. How much you got? Well, their dads bought them. I said, well, son, you got a birthday coming up. Maybe I'll help you a little bit. And of course, my mom chimed in and says, no, you pay for it. Well, Dad only have $50 and the bike I want's 110. Can I borrow it? Now, all I was thinking about is getting that bike, Alex, nothing else. You know what my dad did? Right there, he said, Joan, which is my mom, give me a piece of paper. Grabbed a piece of paper and he started writing on it. And he started writing on this piece of paper. And I looked at him, Dad, what are you doing? Don't worry about it, son. Son, what kind of bike do you want? I want a blue Flandria. You do? Okay. 10 speed? Yeah, Dad. All my friends have Schwinns and I can't afford it. All right, son. He then finished writing. He said, here, I'm going to loan you the money at 10% and you're going to pay me back $10 a week over the next 6 weeks. Oh, by the way, whatever the tax is, we'll add on to this. And then he said to me brilliantly, as he held the paper in the air and showed it to me as what the words were, very simple. And son, this is not, I don't trust you. This is an agreement between you and I, just in case I forget. He instilled to me at a very young age, if they're going to loan me money, I'm going to pay it back. And boy, did he hit home. By the way, if you're going to give your kids money, look at your budget. And I know that's really big right now. I've spoken to many families, and some of you, it wouldn't even hurt you to give them tons of money. And thank God for you. You're blessed. But there's other people out there that are going to give your right arm and your left leg just to help your kids out. And then you're going to suffer. In case maybe your loved one dies, you lose your Social Security, your husband's Social Security, your wife's Social Security. I should say your spouse's Social Security. You lose it. And now you lost that big nest egg, that big check. It's not coming in anymore. But then you loan the money out or you started giving it away freely because everything was fine. This is, again, A, not knowing your budget. B, not taking control, Alex. And I know that's a long-winded answer. But if you need help out there, and you're about to retire, let me help you. Let me guide you. Let me show you the things I show our clients before they retire. So when they're in retirement and I know they're going to make a mistake, they know how to get back on track. We all make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with that. But we all have to learn the cuss word no. We also need to know our budget. And so I know this is basic for those of you listening out there. Oh, this is boring. Hey, this is real. This is real, because what happens behind the scene is if Dad didn't let me borrow money, I guarantee I'd have gone behind the scenes to mom and beg her. I'd have done something to get that bicycle.
Never, That never happens. What are you talking about? That would never happen. 609-488-4646. If you have questions, if you need help, guidance, and saying no every once in a while, number 609-488-4646.
Love to help you people out there. If you have any questions or concerns, I can tell you off the air, I'll help you.
And Scott, rightfully so, it's all about saving money while we're working. But in retirement, it's really about creating that income that we no longer are getting from maybe that job. So how do we take those savings, turn them into income for retirement? It seems simple, but it's complex.
It's really not simple. It seems simple when you're young, because when you're young, you just put the money in the bank, and over time it grows. Time and consistency. And by just plowing it away. And as compound interest works, heck, if you get a nice compound interest, $100 a month from age zero to 45 years old, you got what, $175,000. A little bit of money, just a little bit of money. But it's time. Then this next thing is income. I'd like you to put your noodles on if you're listening right now. And I like to use a formula that's a very powerful formula that I think you might be able to gravitate to or use. It's TR equals I plus G. TR equals I plus G. And this is a mistake I find all the time. TR equals total return. What's the total return on your investments? And how the total return comes in is plus is I, the interest income, or the dividend income, plus G, growth. Now, in this stock market that we're in right now, the market seems to be like a Singer's sewing machine. Make a noise, a Singer's sewing machine going zzzz. Yeah, that's right, up and down. And when the market goes up and down, how can you make money? You see, when the market was screaming from the year 2001 to 2002, you could pull out money by way of growth, which means if you, let's say, had $100,000 in the bank, and here by the end of 2021, the $100,000 becomes $120,000, a 20% rate of return. And so you pull out the $10,000, or let's say 10%, piece of cake. But in an economy that is now waning and up and down, you need to focus on the I, not the G, so you can retire comfortably. Focus in the I, not the G, to retire comfortably. What's the I? Well, the I isn't growth stocks. It's income stocks. It's the steady income you're going to get from dividend or interest-producing vehicles. For example, for those people that are out there at the banks right now, there are vehicles out there that right now have the ability to have some guaranteed fixed rate of return, much more than the 2%. That's what's going on right now here in the year 2022. Why? Because that's how they're designed, but the banks aren't paying anything, so you're not getting ahead. That would be why in earning money by way of interest. Imagine if you're getting 2% in the bank and you got $100,000, you're getting $2,000. But if you have $100,000 in other vehicles that are going to pay 4%, which they're out there today, well, that's a 100% increase. In other words, $4,000. Let me break it down even easier. If you had $4,000, you got $100,000, you're getting $4,000 a year of interest, not growth. That's an extra $300 a month to pay for that gas, because the gas in your car is costing you $300 a month. So investing for income. Other vehicles, Alex, out there are called investments that are paying dividends, such as short-term bonds. I'm not telling you to buy them, guys. Short-term bonds. Ladies, preferred stocks. And other vehicles like them that has a contract to pay a specific amount of interest, or they would call in this world the dividend. And some pay twice a year. Some of the vehicles pay four times a year, and some of them by contract could pay monthly. And by way of contract, that's how you could invest to get that nice dividend income. So you really need to pay attention to the I, not the G, in a market that's dropping. Let me, Alex, I don't know if you understand this, but, and I'm sure you do, because if you have a growth account that made 20%, when the market starts to drop, you could have a, well, what's it down now? Almost 22%. You lost all that gains. And just to break even, you've got to make a lot of money. Invest for the I, not for the G, if you need income. And buying those income tools is a specific game plan. It's a specific way to invest for the interest income or the dividend. It's not just throw darts like many advisors today are doing. It's it's really focused and really extreme focus on what tools can I get to pay. And as interest rates go up, the dividend stocks can be going down, but the yield could be going up. What a great time. So if you're looking for more income, 609-488-4646. Let me help you understand investing for income, because when you're pulling money out by way of growth on a monthly basis, you actually have to sell shares of stock, the S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
That's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down, which could cannibalize your assets, and it could be like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Your money is gone away, and you didn't know where it went by pulling money by way of reverse dollar cost averaging.
I love it, Scott. And if people have questions, if they want to seek out some advice, you can reach Scott, 609-488-4646. You know, retirement is not a sprint. It is more like a marathon. How do you plan for something, though, when you can't even see the finish line? More financial insanity on the way.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Retirement definitely is not a sprint. It's maybe more like a marathon, because you have to pace yourself so you don't wear yourself out before you get to the finish line. But the challenge with the marathon of retirement is you don't really know where the finish line is. We're living longer than any generation before us. There's no telling how long that we might live. Scott, are your clients concerned about running out of money before they run out of life? And how can you help ensure that their money continues to work for them through retirement?
How do you insure them? Well, I don't know how to really insure them. I call it more educate them, Alex, because in educating people that really don't know how money works that well, and I assume everybody coming in here doesn't know it. I didn't say they're dumb. I didn't say they're uneducated. Frankly, I've got doctors coming in here, engineers coming in here, and I want to break it down real simple. But if you want to ensure that you have got income for the rest of your life, there are tools out there that can really do a very, very good job. Frankly, in I think it was 2016 or 17, there was a vehicle out by a company called SBLI. Interest rates were very, very low, but they had a vehicle that paid a guaranteed 4%. Now, it wasn't heard of. This company's been around since like 1907, very highly rated company, good company, insurance vehicle. And I don't like annuities that much. I frankly, there's four types out there I totally really don't like two of them very rapidly, which I think people should run from. But this vehicle was called a fixed annuity and was fixed because they're fixed by 4%, like a CD. So imagine they put in $200,000 and they're going to get 4% or $8,000 a year. Now, they could either leave that money in there or they could take out $667 a month for the period of time that vehicle was. It was a guaranteed fixed vehicle. Now, by the way, the vehicles are coming back now. Now, that is one way to, by way of contract, get it guaranteed from the insurance company, who is the one guaranteeing it and backing it, not Scott McLean. But they're guaranteeing it based on the company they have and the rules. Now, the beauty is, if they were to pass away, unlike other types of annuities, their family gets the principal, if they're only pulling out the interest, if they passed away. So that's one way, Alex, to have some kind of guarantees. If you invested by way of people are investing by way of bonds, and they were buying bonds because in the old days, that was the catch-all. I buy a bond, the bond pays a 5% dividend, and I know I'm getting 5% based on the company. Of course, I have to say this with my securities hat on, if the company doesn't go bankrupt. But bonds pay way of interest. They usually pay twice a year. But if the company goes bankrupt, like our company called General Motors, when that happened, of course, you didn't get that bond. For every $100, you got 18 cents or 22 cents. So, but that's a way to get money, but is it guaranteed? Well, hopefully the company will be around. So there are other vehicles out there that can give you a steady income. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you the story. There's a guy named George from Staten Island. Woo, did he have an accent? I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I kind of got rid of my accent, and but he had a real strong accent. He came to one of our workshops as I was educating them. We spoke about one vehicle, and he came in from our workshop. He said, "Hey, kid," and he threw a piece of paper on my desk, actually a contract. "I got this. My cousin sold to me." "Yeah, what is it?" I looked at it. He goes, looks at me, he sticks his chest out, and he's got this real boisterous attitude from from Staten Island, and I loved him to death, him and his wife, beautiful. And I said, "George, this contract," he goes, "Yep, my cousin sold it to me. He would never hurt me. He would never take advantage of me. He sold it to me, and I'm getting a guaranteed 6% on that contract every year. Take a look, kid." I looked at the contract, and I noticed, I said, "Wow, George, would you mind if I did something?" And he said, "Sure, what do you want to do?" "Let's call the company and ask them, frankly, what this means." Guys, I've been doing this thing now going over 41 years, but I didn't want to tell him what I read. I know how to read a contract pretty quickly. I've done pretty good in this field, but I didn't want him to think I was trying to sway him to work with me.
Sure.
So we called the insurance company, and this was 2009. And George bought this contract in 2006. Oh. So he's had the contract for 3 years. He sticks his chest out. "Yeah, ask any question you want." So I called him up and I asked several questions. Question number one, what's the current contract value at, and what's the highest value? It's $354,000 is the income benefit. Guys, smiles. Certainly. And I asked the insurance lady on the phone from the company. Now, the reason, Alex, I didn't call his agent, I wanted to get it from the horse's mouth. I wanted to hear it directly from the company, not the agent, which I get a unskewed position. And I didn't want to insult anybody. That was not my demeanor. So I asked the question. So we have a $354,000. If he had to pull money out, how much does his wife, if he were to take money out, or they needed money, if their money in there, well, the current cash value in that contract right now is $187,000. He had a fit. His face gets real red, and then he says some words, four-letter words I don't say on the radio. He says, "What the are you talking about? You're full of." And so I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." I asked the representative for the company. They said, "What is that $187,000?" He said, "Sir, that's the cash value." "Oh, so that's the cash value of the product?" "Yes." I said, "Well, I'm confused." Now, I knew it, but I wanted him to hear it from the company. Yep. I said, "Could you explain what the $354,000 benefit was?" And he's sitting there with a big smile. As the guy's looking at my shoulder, and the operator got on the phone. "Sir, that $354,000 is what's called income for life. So the income for life, can you explain how that works?" And they said, "Yes. If he chose to take out 5% a year of the $354,000, how much would that be?" And they said, "Well, $17,700. So he can pull out, frankly, $1,475 a month for his entire life. But the cash value is only $187,000? "Yes." "Oh, all right." He was confused. There's two big numbers there. One reason why people are confused about annuities is because they can be very hard to decipher, which is why when people give us a call or when they come in, they actually show them to me, because the IRS has what's called the 1035 rule that could really help them out. But I won't go there yet. So I then asked the woman, I said, "Well, let me ask you something. If he was pulling money out, what happens if he dies? What does his wife get?" "She would get the $187,000. He didn't have a death benefit on top of that, but he had $187,000 of cash value. And hopefully if that grows, it could be less. But whatever is coming out of that product, $1,475, that comes off of the $187,000. There was a silence. Wait a minute. "Isn't there a death benefit?" "Yes, there's a death benefit, but if he's pulling money out and he used the annuitization and he's just simply pulling out the 5%, he could be getting, his spouse could be getting less money based on what option he chose in the contract." So I then said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Is there fees in this product?" And there were. Alex, I don't know if anybody's out there that has a vehicle called a variable annuity. And by the way, I'm licensed. We can offer these products. I don't like them. I can service them. But at the fee, there was 5 individual fees. And it's not noted on most all of the variable annuity products. What he didn't know that he had was he was paying 4%. In fees. Now, if you're doing the math, what's 4% of $300,000 out there? $12,000 in fees. Imagine paying $12,000 in fees for the past 3 years. $36,000 that comes out of the cash value. And by the way, the stock market was dropping from 2007 to 2009, and it was almost a 60% drop. Now, he was in the stock market. That's why it dropped so radically, and they could have changed it to safer vehicles, but this is a vehicle that's misunderstood. So if you're looking for some guarantees, income, as you mentioned to me, Alex, income that I can bank on, I can live on, this is why you go to someone who specializes on sound income strategies that could last the rest of your life. And knowing how to position people in those areas could be very important. By the way, there's other products out there that can get a guaranteed income for life, but this is one tool that's really, really misunderstood. I wanted to get that out there, Alex.
And it's a great example. And if you're out there and maybe you're a little overconfident about your plan, or maybe you're a little too trusting of your cousin who set you up, George, you can call Scott and get more information. He can be reached at the studio, 609-488-4646. The number is 609-488-4646. And it's a great thing, Scott, that we're living longer, but you know, this does create some specific challenges, and things are different than they were for previous generations. And what are some things we might need to plan for?
Longevity, as you well said. Are we running our money? Are we spending too much money? Again, from the beginning of this segment, this show, is again, knowing our budget. Number two, how are we taking income we spoke about? Are we taking it by way of income, by way of the I, or are we taking it by way of the G? Are we invested too risky? If the market has another 20% drop, or like it did in 2007 to 2009, is 60%, how will many people listening right now fare out? Have they shifted? Are they paying attention to what's happening right now? And maybe they should hang in there, don't worry. Well, that's good. Maybe for some money. For other money, maybe they need to pay attention how to make the money last longer. Pay attention to taxes, the power of deferred savings, compound interest, and reduction of taxes could help your money last a lot longer because we are living a lot longer. So I guess in scenario of our health, some of us need to get off the couch and start running. So if you're on the couch, you might want to get that potato butt off that couch and maybe get your booty out in the sun and start running. Pay attention to those details because we are living a lot longer. And hopefully those listening are being active. They're getting out there. They're meeting new people and stimulating your life with new people, vibrant, being excited and jacked up and the person you want to be.
Yeah, you want to be able to enjoy that extra time if you're going to have it.
For answers to your questions, you can contact us 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646.com. Scott helping us stay sane when the markets are a little volatile. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. I've got questions, you've got questions, we've all got questions. Coming up next, Scott answering those questions with our mailbag segment. Stay with us. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement. So now, here, Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. We got the mailbag segment, and this is always a lot of fun and important, too, to answer the questions of some folks out there, some common retirement questions. And so we've narrowed down some good ones, Scott. Let's start off here, and this is a good one, I believe, because I don't think there's a whole lot of guidance out there in this regard. How much life insurance should I have? Life insurance. How much is enough?
You know, that's a loaded question. You see, in the early years, you need a lot of life insurance, but the later years, you don't. Now, obviously, that's called the theory of decreasing responsibility, because in the early years, you don't have a lot of money. And so you're saving, you get young kids, you got high debt, you got a mortgage, you got a car loan. And so in those years, you probably need a lot of life insurance. But as you don't have a lot of life insurance, maybe you just save money. This is where the buy term and investment theory came many, many years ago from Art Williams. Brilliant thought, although there's a problem within that, but let me stay with me. But also in the early years, you don't have a lot of money, so you're saving. Now here you are, you're old, like we are, those listening right now. Maybe you got some young people too. had a couple of young callers come in and they said, Scott, I listen to your radio show. I said, you do? All right. Well, thank you. So your kids are grown there. There's no more debt, or maybe you don't have your mortgages paid off. You don't have that much spending. You're not blowing and going as much as you were. And so life has changed. So the theory of decreasing responsibility. So I like to use a theory, and I've kept that with me, called the dime, D-I-M-E. How much debt do you have? You have a total debt of, let's just say, $25,000 in debt. And then we have income, okay? So if I had income, D-I, if I needed to replace $25,000 of income, simply take $25,000 I need to replace and divide that by 0.04, let's say a 4%. Well, $25,000 at 4%, you divide that number, that means I need a pot of at least $625,000 if I want to replace that income. So that's $25,000 there. And so we divide that by, again, 0.04, which is 6.5. Now we have M, mortgage. Do we want the mortgage paid off? Does my lovely spouse want to pay off? Let's say that my mortgage is $100,000, and that brings us to $750,000, and that's M. How much in mortgage? Now, if you have two or three mortgages, depends, the renters are paying it. Maybe you don't have renters and you're not paying it, but do you want it paid off or not? E, for those people who are going to pay educational expenses. Maybe you're taking care of your grandkids. Something happened to your son or your daughter, and maybe you're taking care of the grandkids, but you want to make sure their education expenses are covered. D-I-M-E. And let's say I'd like to have an extra $50,000 just to get the kids through the first year or 2 year of school. Real simple. 25 plus 625 plus 100 plus 50. Really, really, really simple. And so when you think about it, how much life insurance? Now that we're older, maybe you don't need that much. This is where the mistake comes with pension planning. What do I mean by that? Imagine your pension, as this police officer was in today, and his income was $8,000 a month. And he said, well, you know what? I don't want to give my wife $6,500. I want to live on $6,500 because if I die, she gets $6,500. So I'll go ahead and buy a $600,000 life insurance. Pay attention. I see this mistake all the time. If you use my simple rule, take $8,000 a month and you multiply it by 12. And that's real simple to do. If you've got a calculator in your brain, that's $96,000 you have to replace. Well, you can do it one of two ways. Maybe you have 30 years left in your life. So at $96,000 times 30 years, you need $2.88 million. But what if you want to pass money on to the kids and you want to give your wife or your spouse? Well, the $96,000 divided by 0.04, you need $2.4 million in that pot. This is the amount of insurance that person should have purchased before they thought about taking the $6,500. And then if he dies, his wife or spouse gets $6,500. This is the rule of decreasing theory of responsibility. Well, now it's becoming the responsibility theory on how much life insurance I need. Now, I just threw a lot of numbers at you guys. So let me make it simple. Very simple. 609-488-4646. Please don't put this aside. You may not need any insurance. Some of you might be financially independent. You got plenty of cash. But what if you burn all the cash up because you're in the long-term care we spoke earlier about and you used all that money? Could you leave anything to the kids? Number two, maybe, just maybe, you want the house paid off for your spouse just in case the lights go out and there's a terrible accident. Maybe you just want to pay the mortgage off. So there's other types of policies if you qualify. But again, I just want to, you know, I go into depth things. I get so excited. I've been in the business now going on my 41st year, and I love helping people and educating them what to do. If you'd like that help, if you'd like to say, Scott, I want a guidance, I need help, I'd love to talk to you off the air. 609-488 4646. That's why people come in and visit with us. It's because we educate them, showing them smart, sound decisions to make their money work for them. 609-488-4646. Why do you think I called our show Financial Insanity? Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And stay tuned to our new workshops. Go to our website, 609-488-4646.com.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.